Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
How did you learn about the college that you went to? Well, maybe you looked through glossy magazines and literature put out by the university in your guidance counselor's office, or maybe you went on one of those butterfly-in-your-stomach-filled college trips with your parents, driving for hours, going to look at the college, taking a look at the classes, and trying to conclude what school to go to. Well, that's actually an archaic, almost obsolete process for determining where to go to college. And Jonathan Dee, a contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine, is here to tell us about an alternative. And yes, it's a website, Unigo, a new social networking site that's working hard to ensure that your high school senior doesn't get duped into attending school for the cafeteria food alone or the fact that it's a party school. Jonathan Dee, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You know, the way we all found out about colleges is either, you know, our parents went to one and it had a reputation. There's anecdotal information you can maybe get by hanging around the student union for 5 or 10 minutes. But really, the universities have always controlled their image and their identity through the high schools and the guidance counselors. What's changing with Unigo?
Well, Unigo is... It's a massive all online, all student written and student generated effort to basically replace those gigantic doorstopper college guides that have been the staple of a teenage experience for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. The difference really is that they have found a way to get to the students directly without having to go through the universities, as all the guidebook publishers have always had to do or found it easiest to do. And they've put together a website that when it launched, it just launched last week, mm-hmm. and it's already has 50 times the content of any book or website that already exists, and all of it written or photographed or videotaped by current students at these colleges.
And it's not really like Wikipedia, where people contribute to text exclusively about the subjects. It's really a lot of sharing of stories and information that then gets aggregated into a consensus about an institution.
Exactly. There is one brief overview of each school that's written by a Unigo editor, but apart from that, within certain limits, anything that's submitted just gets thrown on the website. And there are already, as I say, you know, hundreds of contributions, even at startup, from more than 250 universities around North America.
So it starts with a blurb and becomes kind of a scrapbook. What kind of information do you get on Unigo that you could never get from any other kind of source?
Well, you get a very unfiltered student perspective that's both good and bad, because it really starts to sound very much like what you see elsewhere all over the internet, which is a product review. Mm-hmm. Colleges are reviewed on the basis of what they promised and what they delivered, what services they offered. There's you know, no more perspective on it as a kind of educational experience than you might expect from a 19 or 20-year-old. But it is bracingly honest in a mm-hmm. way that something that you get directly from an admissions office is never going to be.
How would it compete with, say, USA Today's famous college rankings of various kinds of schools that get enormous amounts of attention from parents, but maybe less so from students?
Well, they will have rankings, but I think that the sheer numbers on Unigo mitigate against the idea of ranking the schools numerically.
It's more about matching students to the right school.
It is. And because the database is so large, you can search for schools based on certain attributes. You can search to see how many other people from your hometown are looking at a given school.
Oh, that's interesting.
You can, if you want to see a school and see reviews only by African-American English majors, you can do that. And the bigger it gets, the more detailed that kind of searching will become.
And of course, the colleges are totally thrilled with this, right?
The colleges, interestingly, don't really know about it. They know about it as of about 2 weeks ago, because Unigo just decided to give them a little heads up. But the whole thing was put together without the colleges, not only without their participation, but without their knowledge. I know this because I called, for instance, the admissions director at Davidson College in North Carolina. And he'd never heard of it. When a letter came from Unigo announcing themselves, he admitted that he had it on his desk but hadn't found the time to look it up. Now, Davidson already is a small school. Already 250 students from Davidson are on Unigo and reviewing their school.
Wow. How do you – I mean, this, of course, is the honeymoon period right in the beginning. I mean, how do you deal with people who actually have an interest in – taking down the school in some way by posting deliberately false information, and then the school itself attempting to spin its image the way that it wants by participating on the site.
They will listen to anything that the school has to say in that regard, and they also have on-campus unpaid interns, liaisons, basically as a kind of reality check if something is submitted that they think is really wrong. But if you're asking what kind of limits they're putting on the content they receive, the answer is very, very few. Mm-hmm. And often that does reflect badly on the school, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not. Mm.
Did you find yourself sort of envious, you know, sort of like born at the wrong time as you were looking at Unigo and imagining your own choices, you know, days of choosing a college?
Oh, it would have been a great thing. There's no question. I mean, one of the things that it makes possible is that there's a great video piece to the site. And it's expensive. It's expensive to travel around and look at schools other than the ones that are nearest your home. And if you can just sit at your desk now, you can get a really detailed look at schools all over the country. It would have made a huge difference in my own experience.
And where did you go to college?
I went to Yale.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
I went, as you say, I went there because my brother had gone there and I really didn't know much better.
So after looking at Unigo, what would have been the alternative? What would have been the plan B or C?
I at least would have had one.
Well, you've done very well for yourself, Jonathan.
We're
very proud of you. Jonathan D., writer for the New York Times Magazine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jonathan D. is a contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine. His piece is in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine. And now headlines from Femi Okeh.
Thanks, John. Just coming up to 21 minutes to the top of the hour.